Shulchan Aruch, but we have this minhag according to Shulchan Aruch to say slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, and that's minhag Sfarad. Bnei Ashkenaz start a week before Rosh Hashanah, like the week that if the week around the week before Rosh Hashanah. So the Bi'ur HaGro here explains the two minhagim. So I'll read you a bit of the Bi'ur HaGro. Or you prefer I say it outside? Anyway, the Bi'ur HaGro here says that what's the reason for this minhag? Because the minhag Ashkenaz, first he brings minhag Ashkenaz. Minhag Ashkenaz is based, there's a machlokus in the Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer when the world was created. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in Nisan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created in Tishri. What is Rosh Hashanah? Says the Grove, on Kaf Hei Elul, on the 25th of Elul, the world was created. That was the first day of the creation of the world. And 6 days later, right, was the sixth day in Adam HaRishon was created. That's Rosh Hashanah. And on that day, God created Adam HaRishon, who was formed on the 10th. He sinned on the 11th, and he was judged, and he was put back. Bedimus, on the 12th hour. It's just before nightfall, right? So just before the end of the day, so since he was Nidon, since Adam HaRishon was judged on this day, so throughout the generations, we are judged as a people on this day. In as fact as how much we fixed the sin of Adam HaRishon. That's the Nidon, that's the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gro, because of this, Bnei Ashkenaz have the minhag that from a week before, which is about Kaf Hei Elul, not exactly, depends when Rosh Hashanah falls, sometimes it's more, sometimes a little bit less, but more or less a week before that time, from Kaf Hei Elul, which is the beginning of the creation of the world, that's the time for Bnei Ashkenaz to say Slichos. According to Bnei Sfarad, who paskan like Rabbi Yeshua, therefore, the world was created on Nisan. Then you have Shavuos. Then after Shavuos, you have Chet HaEgel. Yudzayin v'Tammuz, Shiras HaLuchot. 40 days of anger till Elul. And then 40 days of Ratzon, of appeasement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And those 40 days of appeasement, those are the times for the Slichos of Bnei Sfarad. Those are two minhagim. With me? Okay. This is actually a very, very deep concept. We have to understand what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. That's very, very important to understand with regards to this tekufa. What's the argument between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? So, Rabbi Eliezer, first of all, was a Talmid of Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua is a Talmid of Beit Hillel. We know from the Gro in other places, and we know anyway, that Beit Shammai is Midas Hadin, and Beit Hillel is Midas HaChesed. Says the Gro that Midas Hadin is not Shaykh to Olam Hazeh, Shaykh to Olam Haba, Yimot Mashiach, which is the time of Din, the time of ultimate judgment. That's what Yimot Mashiach is. And there, the halacha will be like Beit Shammai. Shammai comes from the Loshon Shmama, destruction, that this world can't be Omed Bedin. This world can't stand in Din. It will be destroyed. Be Nishba, Choruv, Shmama, destruction. Beis Hillel is Midas HaChesed, we know, right? And therefore, this world is Olam Chesed Yivaneh, is built on Midas HaChesed. Therefore, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but Olam Hazeh, in this world, not in Yimot Mashiach. Right? That's what Gro says. You understand? Okay. Bnei Sfarad, who passed in like Rabbi Yeshua, are therefore passing up in Midas HaChesed. Pesach is the time of Chesed. The world comes into its blossoming, comes into its growth, right? Its expression. That's Midas HaChesed. It makes sense, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Tishri is Zman Hadin. Therefore, we're Omed Bedin. That's why the world was created on Tishri. The world was Omed Bedin, Adam HaRishon, right? Says Tosfos, how can you have Machlokas and where the world was created? Says Tosfos, both are true. Rabbi Eliezer is b'machshava, and Rabbi Yeshua is in action, in maisa. What does that mean, machshava, thought, or action? What's the difference? When a person thinks, if I want to, say, drink a cup of water, what first happens to me? I realize that I'm thirsty. I think about being thirsty, and I solve that problem, and I think I want a drink. And then my action is to walk downstairs to the kitchen and go and get a cup of water, right? My thought is always, right, to continue an inner rotzen. The rotzen that I have, that I'm thirsty, that I want to drink. So my thought comes to solve that rotzen. So thought is always associated with what? Thought is always associated with getting a tachlis. What's the tachlis? What's the purpose? My purpose is that I want to quench my thirst. And then the action is the way I go and do that. So thought is always associated with tachlis, i.e. the tachlis of the world, the purpose of the world, is to be omed bedin. That's Yomar HaMashiach, that's Olam Haba, that's the world of Schar, the world of rewards. Schar and Onesh, which is Olam Haba, right? Yomar HaMashiach, Olam Haba, that's Yomar HaDin. So that's the tachlis. The world is going to reach Yom HaMashiach. That's Rabbi Eliezer. That's Tishri. That's Avodah here. Pesach, the Avodah of Pesach, the Avodah of Beis Hillel, right? That's a different Avodah. That's the Avodah of expression. This world is a world, Gemara says, Hayom la'asotam. That's actually a positive. Hayom la'asotam. This is a world of action, of expression. Lemacha, tomorrow, which is Olam Haba, the Kabbal Schar. That's din. We get our reward or our punishment. Right? So those are two machlokas. Those are the two basic things. So therefore, these two different minhagim are different understandings of how we say the slichas, and different understandings of how we approach din. According to Beis Hillel, we're fixing Shavuos. This period of time is fixing what we lost on Shavuot. On Shavuot, we fixed Tchet Varav HaRishon. Now we're going back to, as much as we can get back, to Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is going to be, what? It's going to be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. That's going to be Matan Torah. According to Beis Shammai, what are we fixing? We're fixing the world. We're looking at the world a priori. Before the creation of the world, we're recreating the world in a fixing way. We're recreating, not we're creating after the Jewish people were born and fixing Shavuos. We're fixing the creation of the world. We're fixing those 7 days before Adam was around so that we can stand in din. Now, you've heard of the thing, concept, there's a very deep concept in Judaism called Shvira Sakedim, breaking the vessels. You've heard of these things? Okay. So, there were actually 14 days before the creation of the world. The first 14, the first seven, either before Kafei El, the world was created and destroyed. The world, the higher worlds were created and destroyed. Those are the times, that was the time of Shvira Sakedim, the time of the breaking of the vessels, i.e. when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to create the world, his awe, his light, in coming into the vessels which contained his Ratzon, his will, could not contain his Ratzon, and they broke. And therefore there was what was called the vessels of the world, so to speak, the higher worlds broke, and the lights of the higher worlds, the nitzotzot, the sparks of those lights, fell in lower places. Right? You with me? You've heard these things? This is the creation of Ra. This is the creation of evil. What is evil? The word for Ra in Judaism, right, for it is Re'uah, is broken. Right? The word for Tov, we learn. The Metiv Etaneros, we fix the, when Aaron came to light the candles, first he had to put in the wick, the oil, etc. That's called Lehetiv Etaneris. Literally, Lehetiv means good, Tov, right? Lehetiv, same shor, same word. It means to fix the Neris. That means Tov is associated with fixing, Ra is associated with broken. You have a cup. If a cup is broken, what does it mean? A cup's there for drinking water, say, right? If it has a hole in it, it's broken. Broken means it's non-functional. To fix a cup is to bring it to its functionality, to bring it to expression. So what it means by Shvira Sakelim, it means when a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to come into the world and to be expressed His will in the world, the vessels could not contain that will. They were not functional to express His will, and therefore they were broken. And therefore His full will was not fully functional in the world. It wasn't fully expressed in the world. It was broken, it was ra'ua. That's the concept of ra, that we don't see clearly God's functionality, God's expression in the world. You understand? That's the breaking of the vessels. These 7 days before Rosh Hashanah is when the vessels are fixed. So when we're saying slichas, we're fixing those broken vessels. Those broken, we're fixing in a certain sense, a priori, the creation of the world. We're fixing on a very, very deep place, a very primordial place. That's the fixing of the vessels. The fixing of the vessels obviously means the fixing of our vessels, i.e., a human being has functionality. A human being, the purpose of a human being is to function in the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu created him. What's the functionality of a human being? The functionality of a human being, he has two parts. His body and his soul, simply speaking. Right? There's lots of other parts, but simply speaking. When the neshama, when the soul, connects completely with the body and is a complete expression, the body is a complete expression of his soul, then the body is a fully functional vessel. That's called, then the body is a kli, a complete vessel. When the body is in disparity from the soul and is not expressing, the body is not expressing what it should be expressing, then the body is a broken vessel. That's the shorash of all ra in the world. When a person is completely connected to the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu and his soul, which is Chelik me'Kodesh Baruch Hu mimal, a poor part kiviyachol of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's expressing the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu in his guf, then he's a complete vessel. He's a functional vessel. That's a representation of Tov, goodness. He's expressing goodness, he's expressing God's will. When he's disparate, there's a disparity, he's expressing the animalistic part of himself without any connection to the spiritual. Right? You can eat and still be spiritual. But if you're eating for the purpose of eating, for those enjoyment, without any spiritual content, then you're expressing your animalistic self. Then you're a broken vessel. That's the concept of ra. You understand? Broken, non-functional, dysfunctional. So this period of time, slichas, is a time of tshuva. Tshuva means to return our soul to the guf. I return our connection with our Creator. That's what tshuva is. And therefore, ultimate tshuva, like we say, this is the same for both minhagim, because we say we're bringing back Torah. We're just saying we're bringing Klal Yisrael to the same ma'amad they were at Har Sinai. The 40 days, the minhag of 40 days, we're bringing Klal Yisrael back to the tikkun, which is tshuva of Har Sinai, the bringing Torah into the world, which is making us complete in the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're one with that Rotzen, that's this other minhag of 40 days. When we're one with that Rotzen, then we're also fixing ourselves, we're also doing tshuva. We're one with the Rotzen of the Torah, which brings our neshama, which fixes our neshama with our guf, right? Then we become completely functional. So it's the same concept, this is done in different ways. You understand? That's changing the a priori world, right? And that's changing after Klal Yisrael were born and bringing us back to Har Sinai. But the similar concept, similar ideas, it's still both tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Hashiveinu avinu l'teratecha. Return us to your Torah. That's why the tachlis of these 10 days of tshuva is Yom Kippur. And the sea, the height of Yom Kippur is when? Is Ne'ilah. And Ne'ilah is Matan Torah. Ne'ilah is the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas, and Ne'ilah is Matan Torah. Since we are not on the level of receiving Torah on Shavuos, because Shavuos is a much higher level of Matan Torah, Luchot Rishonot were the Luchot which were made by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Ksav, and the writing by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Luchot Shnias, the second Luchot, which is on Yom Kippur, was the made by Moshe, and the Ketav was by Kodesh Baruch, the writing was by Kodesh Baruch. You with me? So it was a different level. There was a man part. It was not completed. Like, it wasn't such a clarity like Luchot Rishonot, right? There was some disclarity. The only way we can get to some aspect of Luchot Rishonot, to some aspect, is when we lose our physical self. That's why on Yom Kippur, we have to fast to lose our physical self and become completely spiritual. We have to go up, so to speak, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas in Matan Torah, we didn't have to go up. The Torah came down to us because we were vessels that contained the Torah. Our goof was completely functional in that sense to receive the Torah. Our goof, after the chet of the egel, our goof is not, it's somewhat dysfunctional. So in order to be completely receiving the Torah, that which our nesham, which our soul can receive, we have to remove ourselves from the goof. That's why on Yom Kippur, with the removal of self, of the physical self, and the spiritual self receives Torah. And that's the tachlis of all of this avoda. The tachlis of all of this avoda is to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his will, his ratzon. That's what tshuva is. To return to his will, that means to return to the Torah. That's what we say every day in our tefillos. You with me? So, this period of time is not just a period of time which is, just a general period of time. This period of time, if you're understanding what we're talking about, is so basic. You, from Minag Ashkenaz, you're fixing the a priori worlds. Rosh Hashanah, you're fixing man's head of Adam HaRishon, which is only finally fixed. It's partially fixed on what's it called, Yom Kippur, but it's finally fixed on Shmini Atzeres, Musaf. That's when we eat the Eitz Hadas. We eat the Eitz Hadas. Effectively, the Ramban says, one of the opinions of the Eitz Hadas is the Etrog. The Etrog represents the Malchus. I'm not going to go. The Ramban says the Shmini Atzeres is Yom HaEtrog. What does it mean, Yom HaEtrog? You don't have a lulav, you don't have Etrog, you don't have anything. It's Yom HaEtrog because the tefillin that we daven on Musaf for rain, and this needs to explain, we'll explain as we go along, that's the eating of the Eitz Hadas. That's Yom HaEtrog. It's deeper than I'm explaining. We'll explain it little by little. Yeah. So basically, what we're doing in this period of time is not simple. And Rosh Hashanah, it's called Rosh Hashanah. Why? It's the head of the year. It's not only the head of the year. You're not only davening for the year. In Yom Kippur, you're not only davening for your year. You're davening for the whole of humanity, and you're davening for the fixing of what that year fixes for the whole of this period of time, for the whole of mankind, till eternity. You're davening for your Olam Haba, for your world to come. What this year gave you in the world to come, what it will give you, what it gave you in the past, and what it will give you in the world to come. So, in other words, this period of time is so, how do you say, so deep and rooted that it's such a fine period of time that we do things in this period of time, the 7 days before Rosh Hashanah, and certainly the 10 days to Yom Kippur, it's the beginning of the year. It's so sensitive, like when a child's born, right from its mother, it's the beginning of the birth. If it immediately loses a little bit of oxygen, it can have brain damage. It's a very sensitive period of time. The beginning of the year is a very sensitive period of time. If later on, after the child's born, it doesn't breathe for a period of time, nothing will happen to it. But if from birth it doesn't breathe, the beginning, something happens, very sensitive, it can cause all sorts of effects to the child. So the beginning of the year is such a sensitive period of time and has such an effect on the whole of the year, not only the year, the whole of this aspect of this period of time to our Olam Haba, and not only to our Olam Haba. Yom Kippur, you touch periods, you touch Mashiach, you touch periods that are related to Mashiach, This is such a special time that if we understood it, we would be amazed at what we can affect as a people. And we're not davening for ourselves. What we do, what our avodah does on this period of time, changes the whole world. If you look at the Nusach of HaTfilah, they're davening. We're davening for the whole world. We're NASA. We're NASA for the whole world. And this is the period of time that's liftoff for the whole world. You understand what I'm saying? In that liftoff, you make a mistake, it's going to be out of orbit. So now, you asked a very good question. The question that's asked, why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? The Chor should be the opposite. It should be Yom Kippur, which is the day of Tshuva, right? First we do the Tshuva, then we should be in Nidon. So, the vote isn't like that. We actually, there's two periods of judgment. There's a judgment a priori, i.e. the judgment for Tzadikim, which is Rosh Hashanah, and there's a judgment for Beinonim, and which is Yom Kippur. That's a simple answer. I.e., those that can stand in Din are judged on Rosh Hashanah, and they have a perfect judgment. Those that can't stand the Din, they didn't make it, they make it through the days of Tshuva to Yom Kippur. How can you make it? Who can stand within? Only very, very special individuals who are living their lives perfectly can stand within. Most of us are Beinoni. So how can a Beinoni stand within? A person who's in between, not a Tzaddik, not a Rosh. How can he stand within? He can only stand within if he shows potency, if he shows the ability, potential to achieve. So the periods of Tshuva, and this is the Rashash says, the Rashash, who's a very, very big Kabbalist, says that on Rosh Hashanah, and in this period of time, it's a time for a person to change one thing. One thing, to solidify one thing. You guys are okay, just coming to YouTube, you changed, right? No, I'm serious. No, I'm joking. Coming to YouTube is a tremendous thing. I mean, you're doing Tshuva, that's what Tshuva means, learn the Torah. So changing that one thing makes you into Baal Tshuva, shows that you have the ability to change or the willingness to change, and that willingness to change, even though you can't stand the din, i.e. you don't deserve to be passed on you life. When you say life, you're not speaking about physical life only, but talking about spiritual life, talking about your portion of the world to come that this period of time gives you. We're talking about very, very big things. That's going to be granted to you because of your potential to change. So if you show that potential to change with tshuva in that period of time, you can be omed b'din. Because you're not going to be judged on where you're holding, you're going to be judged on where you want to go. That's the difference between a tzaddik and a b'inon. You understand? So having these two periods of time gives two options to stand in din. The option of the Tzaddik, which is Rosh Hashanah, and the option of the Beinoni, which is Yom Kippur. And since most of us are Beinoni, right, and we don't omit b'din, so we pass through Rosh Hashanah, not passing and not being judged, and then, because of our potential to change, we're omed b'din on Yom Kippur. And really, to a certain extent, for us, the main day of judgment is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is a time of slicha v'kapara. We're cleaned before we judged. How are we cleaned? We're cleaned because of our rotzen. Our rotzen to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu is that which shows what our main rotzen is, which our main desire is. That is to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we're not interested in the physical world, we're interested only in Him. Why do we have 10 days of tshuva? Why 10? 10, you always know you have 10 in a minyan. 10 is always a number of completion.
Why not 365?
Yeah, yeah. 10 represents completion, right? So, why is that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Etzem Ma'amarot, 10 statements. Those 10 statements created the whole world. So everything that can possibly be was created through these 10 statements. This is what's known, and you hear about this in Yeshua, what's called the 10 spheres. You've heard of this concept? The 10 sphera comes from the word lispol, to count, i.e., a Kodesh Baruch Hu, person can't relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't relate to something which is Ein Sof. So in order for Kodesh Baruch Hu to express himself in this world, he had to somehow be counted, somehow be measured, his expression, in a way that a human being could relate to that expression. A human being finite and infinite, his soul is infinite, his goof is finite, a finite infinite thing connect, right? So the only way that our soul with our goof can relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu is if there's some finity to that infinite expression. That finity to the infinite expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu is what's called the spheres, his 10 counted expressions of self. Those are the 10 spheres. This period of time, says the Gro, right, is a period of time when we are opening ourselves to that Rotson of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, those 10 expressions of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where are those 10 expressions, where are they, the place of those 10 expressions in a human being? So the Gemara says, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? Rachmana liba boy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. He wants our connection. The place for our connection is the heart. It doesn't mean the physical heart. The heart is chacham lev. The heart really means the mind and feelings connecting. Right? That's what the heart means. So, says the Gro, the heart has 10 coverings to it. And on each day, and those coverings are the things which are otem, which are, how you say otem, are preventing us from connecting with our Creator. Each day, those coverings, Rosh Hashanah, the first day, the second day, we're removing one of those coverings and connecting with our Creator on a deeper level. Till on Yom Kippur, all those coverings are removed. All the physicality from us are removed, right? And our heart is open. Our heart and our mind, right? That's what I mean, is open to connect with our Creator. That's why we have these 10 days. These 10 days, of course, the highest level of the heart is what's called the Keter, the crown, and the Chochmah, the understanding, the cognitive understanding. Then the third day, which is a Tzom, Tzom Gedalia, is Bina, is like the intuition, the imagination, the creativity of the mind. That's the Bina. And then all the other spheres, all the other, right, Chesed, Din, etc., that our heart is being opened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. B'mal Hashem Elokecha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a Mila. Mila means a removal of our heart. Removal of the outer heart, right? The removal of the foreskin of the heart to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. These 10 levels are what we're doing on this period of time, is removing that foreskin of our heart so our bare flesh of our heart is open to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's on Yom Kippur, it's fully connected, and that's what's called Matan Torah. Because these 10 days are such special days in the terms of opening our hearts, right? Removing this aura. However much we work on those days to remove that atima, this aura is when you can't eat something, when it's attuned from you, when it's sealed from you. Like you can't eat the aura fruit, the fruit, which is the 3 years of the aura. It's attuned, it's forbidden to you, it's asur bahanat, you can't benefit from it. So removing of that foreskin, removing of that atima, removing of that blockage from your heart on these 10 days is a removal for the whole year. The effect it has on the whole year is tremendous. So what I do on these 10 days, like I told you at the beginning, these 10 days are the beginning of the year. So the keter, the crown, which is the tchila, which is the inner rotzen of the person. What's a person's inner rotzen? Really, a person's inner rotzen is kiruvas Hashem. But he has other rotzens. He wants to do this, and he wants to do that, and he wants to do other things. That is removed on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Then a person has thoughts. What he wants, he thinks his tachlis is, not his rotzen, what he deep down wants to do. What he wants to be this, he wants to be that, he wants to. That's changed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That his creativity is towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or not towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his chesed, his din, etc. All those things are decided on those days, based on you. The Kodesh Baruch Hu on those days is especially close to us to open out those atimot, those blockages in our hearts. If we spend these 10 days and these 7 days of Slichas, which is building of the a priori world, or according to the Sa'adim, coming back to Matan Torah, which is a similar concept as we explained before, and then we use these 10 days to open our hearts to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we've done a tremendous thing. We've got such a solid basis for the year and for the whole of our lives afterwards. It's not only the year, it's our lives afterwards, our physical life and our spiritual life and our world to come and Yimot HaMashiach. You don't know, the avodah you do in these periods of days is so mind-boggling that if we were to understand it fully, we'd be in awe, we'd be in amazement that what a simple Yid can do. And this is not only for us, this is for the whole world. You understand? Of course you're changing yourself, but through changing, this is a very important fundamental difference between Judaism and any other religion. When an individual changes himself, he has a rippling effect on the whole world. And when the change is very, very big, it's a tsunami. You understand? So this period of time is like the tsunami of the whole world. It's not just a ripple, it's an earthquake effect. What we do in this period of time can fundamentally change the whole world in a completely different way. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskens on us on Rosh Hashanah is what happens on the whole year, what happens that whole year with regards to Yimot HaMashiach, with regards to Olam Haba. It's a tremendous time. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. This is not a simple period of time. This is not a period of time that we behave normally. We have extra early, we stay extra late, we sit in the base of Medrash, we change ourselves, we work. If you understand, most of the time you see Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very hard day. You spend the time, the whole day, just davening. I mean, you eat, but because you eat, you have to come back and daven again. It's in a certain sense harder than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is one day. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. You get up early in the morning. Yom Kippur, you don't have to get up so early in the morning. Rosh Hashanah, you get up early in the morning. You daven until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Then you eat something, and you come back, 3, 4 o'clock, you daven in Mincha again. And then you do it again the second day. And then those other days of tshuva, you're working very hard. Tefillah is a very important part. And you understand why tefillah is such an important part? Because Adam HaRishon, tefillah, man, the Moran Baba Kama says, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what's Maveh? So the Rav says, Maveh is Adam. Shmuel says, it's... Maveh is shame, right? So, Rav, where he learns it, how do we know that man is called Maveh? So he learns because of boy, Loshed of boy. Boy is tefillah. Boy means they have need. So you see that man is called according to his tefillah. Because on the sixth day of creation, says Rashi, that everything was in potency. And if you understand, it goes back to what you said, everything was in potency. till man came and prayed for the world, and the world came from its potency into its fruition, into its expression. I.e., man brings the world to its expression. How does man bring the world to its expression? Through boye, through tefillah. Because tefillah is to ask Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to the world and to be expressed in the world through him. That's why our main avoda on these days is tefillah. Because we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be expressed through us in the world, through the Jewish people, and his name to be expressed in the world. And then not to be like Yom Sheni, a Mavdil, a Hevdel, a difference between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. You understand?
There should be oneness.
Yeah, there should be oneness. And that's what it means. On Rosh Hashanah, we're praying for Malchus. We're praying for the unity. We're praying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malchus to be expressed in the world. And that's our avoda. Our avoda is to be one with that Malchus, that our hearts, just as the king is the heart of the people, when the people's hearts are one with the king, then there's unity in the upper worlds and the lower worlds. There's unity with the king and his people. And that's what we're praying for in Rosh Hashanah. And all the other days, it's a time of Malchus, a time of expression. There's Malchus in the world. Whenever you have a gilui of Malchus, when you have a gilui of God's dominion in the world, you have a gilui of Din. Why? Because when a king comes to his people, and the people dress up and clean themselves and wear their Shabbos clothes, right? When they dress up for the king and they wave their flags, the king sees that really his people want him. And really they want to do his Ratzon. So even though during the rest of the year they sometimes do things which are against the Ratzon of the king, but they see the king, when they see the king, they really want to be Mishabit, they want to be in servitude to the king and do his will. But if the king comes and the people are still wearing their dirty clothes, the king gets angry because he realizes they're not interested in the will of the king. They don't respect the king. They don't accept his malchus. And then this period of time, instead of a period of time becoming a gilui of his malchus, a revelation of his malchus, becomes a time of din, a time of judgment. So the concept is, the concept of clothing, right? We see by the Kohen Gadol, mido bad yilbash, he dressed clothing is an expression of mechubadai, things which show my kavod. Show my kavod means show that which I'm respected for, i.e. that which I really want to express. So the way the person dresses is the way he wants to be expressed, the way he wants to show himself. When your clothing is dirty, or when you're dirty, so that means your midas, your character, that which is expressing you is dirty, is not expressing what the king wants. When your clothing is honorable, i.e. your soul is being expressed in you, so your begodim are different begodim, your begodim of beauty, because beauty means when two opposites synthesize, when your soul and your goof synthesize as opposites, like sunset, it's night and day, synthesis of night and day is beauty. Anything which opposite synthesizes is beauty. When the shaman goof synthesize, there's beauty, right? So when a person, his begotten, when he represents that beauty, his begotten, his expression, his clothes, represent that beauty. You understand what I'm saying? So then it'll bring on the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the world, and not disparity, and not the din of the world, the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have. So that depends on us. It depends on how we behave in this period of time. And even if we have dirty begotten, but the king sees that we're trying to change them, and that we fell in some mud on the way, or that we can't clean our begotten because we're so poor, but we want to, that won't bring on anger. But if we don't work, if we don't realize what's happening in this period of time, we just stay as we are, that brings on din. That's why this period of time can be a time of complete mercy, or complete din. It depends on how we approach it.